This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. You may, of course, take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Got an interesting story from the Daily Mail. It's actually a follow-up piece on something we've talked about in the past. One of the top sheriffs in America, once named the best sheriff in America. He's going to jail, and we'll tell you what for. You'll be shocked the reason he's going to jail. It's one of the most, it's probably one of the worst crimes that at least a lot of people consider to be the worst crimes out there. We'll get that to you here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. If you're just tuning into the show, we had Adam Kokesh on the program in the first hour. If you missed it, you can always download it later at freetalklive.com. But he was talking about the Vegas shooters, who apparently, they say, had liked Adam Kokesh on their Facebook profile. At least one of them had liked him on their Facebook profile. Now, Mark, you're saying the shooters are coming out. There's apparently news that they may have been informants. So there was rumor that they had been busted by the cops in the war on drugs, and that was the reason why they were so angry at the police. But turns out they also turned state's evidence at some point, allegedly, and became informers for the police. So we don't really know the intricacies at this point of what level of interaction these folks had with the police on a regular or irregular basis. And I'm sure as time goes on and we learn more, we'll continue to bring it here. Or if you learn something before we talk about it, feel free to call in and give us an update. Of course, we also had a conversation with Adam about the viewpoint about violence. And it sounded to me like he was not advocating for violence, that maybe there had been some misinformation or misinterpretation of some of the things he'd said in the past. He could understand why it might have been taken that way, but he said it was taken out of context, basically. It wasn't his intention, and maybe he communicated poorly in the past, like, for instance, when he racked a shotgun out in Liberty Plaza in D.C. and
calling for the final American Revolution.
Yeah, and apparently called for an overthrow of the government, which typically means violence. I mean, you know, the term overthrow
with a gun in your hand.
To depose, as from position of power, to overcome, defeat, or to vanquish, definition two, to put an end to by force as a government or institution. To throw or knock down, overturn, topple, to knock down and demolish. I mean, generally, overthrow doesn't have a connotation of we're just going to ask you nicely to leave and or stop dealing with you.
Yeah, I don't know what the term overthrow, you know, like, I, as far as mincing words, yes, I do feel that the form of governments that we see today will be considered tyrannical in 100 or 200 years.
Yeah.
When you see things like the United States government, this democratic republic that we've all been told is the pinnacle of governance on the planet, at least in this country, that's what we've been told. You know, I think that statements like that really affect progress, because the fact is this isn't the pinnacle of human governance.
Mm-hmm.
Human governance is going to be a lot better in the future, and this,
I sure hope so.
Where you have the government spying, you know, me paying the government to spy on me, and, you know, hold the other world at bay, killing kids around the world with remote control airplanes and things like that, not the pinnacle of government. Sorry, police officers are held unaccountable whose unions stand in the way of cameras being put on police officers so that everybody who employs these police officers can see what they're doing in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Not the pinnacle of governance. When you put your hand over your heart and you weep for a piece of red, white, and blue fabric, you're not pushing the conversation forward. That when I say the conversation, I'm talking about the conversation about how do we protect ourselves from evil people and at the same time, have some form of governance. Because
people tend to like to get into the government.
Thomas Jefferson said that you needed to protect yourself from government and from criminals by charging the one to protect us from the other and binding it with the chains of the Constitution or something like that.
How'd that work out?
But the chains of the Constitution appear to be made out of hemp paper,
yeah.
And it didn't seem like it did a lot in that realm. I see a lot of Congress shall make no law and shall not be infringed in the Bill of Rights, and I see a lot of laws and infringements. So, yes, I think that there needs to be more done. So if you want to use the term for overthrow of the government in that way, yes, I think that the United States government needs to be overthrown. But do I want to see violence in the streets and people shot and things like that? No, that's not what I'm looking for.
I wouldn't mind seeing people in the streets, but I don't want to see violence.
Whenever you put people in the streets, you're going to see violence. I'm sorry to tell you.
It seems to be, it's in a lot of cases because the police will dress up as though they are the people in the streets, and they will initiate violence, giving the other police the excuse to shoot and or beat people.
There's plenty of evidence of agents provocateur, but the fact is, when you get enough people who are upset enough, and Adam Kokesh appeared to be upset enough,
upset. He racked a shotgun in Washington D.C. on video,
and there's a lot of people that are upset enough. I think that these Vegas shooters were upset enough. It doesn't do any. What we need is a plan to move from here to there. Adam seems to have, he seems to be on board with the plan to move from here to there, and it's about communication. He's written this great book that you can get at adamvstheman.com/freedom that he, is talking about being the way to bring people to the ideas of liberty. I think that's really awesome, and I'm for it.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can chime in on any of these issues or whatever happens to be on your mind. Bobby is in Lakeland, Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
What's up, guys? I haven't talked to you in a couple months, man. You guys are going good, man.
Hey, Bobby, what's on your mind?
Okay, I want to talk about Adam Kokesh. I like Adam Kokesh. I like the causes that, he's trying to go out and bring attention, to the liberty movement and the cops. And I think we all know the context, though, of what he really meant. I think maybe it was for shock value, to get attention. But
are you talking about when he racked the shotgun in Washington, D.C.? Okay.
Yes, yeah. When he did that, we've seen the video. I think he can't say that now. All the kind of trouble he would be if he actually admitted that's what he meant. But we all know what he meant.
What are you saying?
What do you think he meant?
I think he meant that if the cops do not stop what they're doing, or what he thinks they're doing wrong, or stepping a boundary, or become for guns, that he is calling for overthrow of the government by violent means, by a gun.
Well, I don't think that's what he was. That's certainly not who he is. So what you're saying is you think he was saying something different tonight.
He's equivocating now.
Than what he really meant then. That's not, I'm going to take Adam at his word. I think he's an honest guy. And, we go a ways back with Adam and having him on the show and knowing him in person.
I can see why somebody would come to the conclusion the callers come to.
I can see why they would come to that conclusion. But you also, if you listen to the first hour of the show, you also heard Adam pointing out that violence isn't the solution. That
he
it's
had
never,
some good explanations.
That it's not the answer. It's not going to make things better. He doesn't seem to support violence at all.
I hope he doesn't. And he never did. It's just, the way it was done, it just, was very shocking.
It definitely was, and I think a lot of people were shocked by it, and it seemed a little brash, and as he admitted tonight, it wasn't well thought out. And thank you for the call, Bobby. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Generously gave himself a B- for that.
My primary. He gets an A for huevos. There's no doubt the huevos factor, the ballsiness factor is very, very high with this one. I think it was a bad time. And I've told Adam this. We didn't get into the minutiae of why he went the way he did, what he did. But I have criticized him in the past for why did you do this in D.C.? What was the point of this? I mean, it's if it was part of some sort of larger plan to try to overturn the D.C. gun laws or something, that there'd be some understanding of that. But as futile as it would have seemed, at least then there would have been a larger plan. You know, you already had your attorneys lined up. They knew what you were going to do. They were ready to respond in court. And none of that was the case. It just seemed like, you know, he decided to go to D.C. and rack a shotgun and make a statement without really thinking it through. If you care about gun rights, why not just move to New Hampshire? I mean, if you love freedom and gun rights are your issue, move to New Hampshire. If you live in a place like D.C., New York City, or the various other places, Baltimore, where there are heavy restrictions on firearms, New Hampshire is a whole new world, and there's virtually no restrictions here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Of course, you can go to freestateproject.org to check out the idea of moving to New Hampshire if you love freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855
855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We've got a webcam included. It's all free. You just go to cam.freetalklive.com. And watch, listen, and you can chat, too. The chat room's built right into the same page.
If you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of delicious, organic, shade-grown, top 1% grade Arabica beans coffee. Go there, get a free pound. Now, you pay for the shipping, we'll pay for the pound, try to make it fair for you. And the reason that we're giving away a free pound of coffee is we want you to try BuzzBox Coffee. If you try BuzzBox Coffee, I think you'll come to the same conclusion that I have, is that this is top shelf, the best of the best coffee. But one thing that they do that other coffees don't, they're commensurately priced. It's, not a surprise as far as the price goes is when it's a top shelf coffee. But one thing they do that other top brand coffees don't do is that they make it possible for partners like us to offer microloans to people around the world. For every 10 people that sign up for to get their coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com through that site, then we're able to give another microloan to another family to change their lives. Whether it's a sewing machine or a plow or, I don't know, a bicycle or some kind of restaurant equipment, whatever it is that they need to get that hand up to make a new life for themselves, we're able to help with that, and I'm really proud, and that's why I wanted to partner with BuzzBox Coffee. So please, go check it out, get the free pound, see if you like it. If you drink coffee, I think you will. One thing about shade-grown coffee is that if you have that acid reflux thing going on from coffee, it's much more mild. Not to say that it's doesn't taste as good. It's just it doesn't have the acidity that and for people who have caffeine reactions, doesn't have that same issue either. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Coming up, we've got a story about a sheriff, the top dog in Arapahoe County, Colorado, and why he's going to jail. We'll share that with you. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We also have Skype. Skype on in at username lrn.fm. Let's go to John, listening in Ocean City, New Jersey, to WPG. Hey, John.
Hey, what's happening, Pat?
Welcome, sir.
Talk a little bit about the Illuminati, which everybody dismisses as some kind of urban myth. Well, you have Aaron Russo, who produced the movie Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy, talking about he had been invited into the Illuminati by Nicholas Rockefeller. Then you have William Guy Carr, who wrote...
The Illuminati?
All right, the Illuminati, what it basically is a group that was... Well, what it is the conglomerate of all the secret societies that couldn't take on the monarchies and christened them in Europe. And that was... it was organized by a great organizer, Dr. Adam Weishaupt, who was an occultist, and he was bankrolled by the Rothschilds. Now, that's all factual and actual. He took 2,000 of the men with the highest degrees and letters and so forth, the most educated men in Europe, and started that group, the Illuminati. And going all the way back to the days of George Washington, you had John Quincy Adams, you had David Papin, a dean of Harvard University.
I don't know who any of those people are, a lot of them.
You don't know George Washington?
I've heard of John Adams, but look, I'm not interested in having you drop a bunch of names to make it sound like you know a lot about the Illuminati. I mean, it's fine. It sounds like you've done a lot of research.
Runs our country.
John, let's just have a conversation here instead of a lecture series. So it sounds like you've done a lot of research on the Illuminati, and you sound like you know what you're talking about. So again, what's the point of the Illuminati exactly from your perspective?
The point of the Illuminati is global control. Now, President John Fitzgerald Kennedy had actually signed an executive order on June 4th, 1963, executive order 11,110, which would have taken the power out of the stockholders of the Federal Reserve, which is not our federal government, and put it back in the hands of our Congress. And 10 days before he was murdered, he wanted to expose the secret societies and have them cast to the four winds, and he was murdered 10 days later. So actually, he wanted to face, he faced off with the Illuminati the same way he faced off with Soviet Russia, and he got his head blown off for it. So
now, doesn't the Illuminati just mean enlightened? I mean, these are the light bringers or the enlightened ones.
Who are they enlightened by? Their spiritual orientation is Luciferian. Albert Pike, who was a 33-degree Mason, whose book Morals and Dogma is the Bible Freemasonry, openly worshiped Lucifer and said, yes, he worshiped Lucifer openly.
And but a friend of mine is a Mason. He's 33, level 33 or whatever this level is, and he says that it's just a bunch of guys that do, charity work.
Oh, a bunch of charity work. Well, it's a little bit more involved than that. And not all 33-degree Masons are actually conspirators either.
That's pretty convenient.
It's covert.
So not everyone in the Mason or Masonic order is part
just
of the Illuminati.
Just the ones that drive the little cars in the fair?
Those aren't the Masons.
Not all Freemasons are Illuminists. That's how they work.
So let me say this, John. There's a neat blog out there. I happen to kind of follow it. It's called The Vigilant Citizen, or rather Vigilant Citizen. And this individual seems to know a lot about Illuminati symbolism, for instance, like the pyramid with the eye on top and the one eye.
Right.
And there's all kinds of symbolism. And he goes and writes articles every now and then about pop culture and pop music's videos and all the Illuminati, what is alleged to be Illuminati symbolism in there. And a lot of it seems kind of creepy, like that there are people who believe in this weird religion, that it's supposedly all about power. I see a lot of that here. Just let me finish my thought. I see a lot of that, like some of the things the guy says at Vigilant Citizen. It connects, he shows proof of all this. But what's the goal here in your call? Even if you know about the Illuminati, if you believe in this, and of course there's not a lot of evidence that they actually exist in any way because they're supposedly so secretive.
They're internationalists. They're not actually dedicated to any race or religion or nation. They're internationalists.
Thank goodness.
They mostly regard most of us as useless eaters. We're just taking up space. And they want to take away American sovereignty. And it was Illuminist Woodrow Wilson who signed the executive order that sold us down the river with the Federal Reserve.
You didn't let me get to my question for you, John.
Okay.
My question is, so let's say you have all this information about the Illuminati. You see all this symbolism in pop music and wherever else. What is the goal of informing people of this? I mean, you can't prove that somebody's in the Illuminati, can you? And even if you could prove it, what good would it do?
What good would it do? Well, for one, we can clean our government out.
No, you can't.
Are you saying that everybody, all 536 people in the government?
About 80% of our government are Illuminists. And how they are Illuminists, they're part of secret society, the pledge of the secret society.
Well, if there's truth, John, to the idea that these people are in a secret society, what makes you think you're going to be able to have somebody run successfully against them?
Well, what you need is you have more. The information needs to be dispersed among the general public. That's what's needed. But I got to go.
Before you go on, John.
Oh, now he has to go. I see. Well, thanks for There you go. You can't know too much, Mark.
I wonder about the people that are spreading this. There's, for instance, I think king of the conspiracy shows is Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything bad to say about the guy, but you'd think that if he was really revealing really dangerous stuff about people like the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers and whatever the folks are,
mm-hmm.
Then why wouldn't these people that care nothing for us, useless eaters, just send out somebody with a gun and shoot them?
Well, it's always been a question of mine. I'll try to give you the devil's advocate answers here from the conspiracy theorist. Wing 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Why won't they just shut up the people who are talking about them loudly? It's Free Talk Live.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. The conversation has taken a turn to the bizarre and the esoteric. We had someone call in about secret societies, specifically the Illuminati. I'm not really convinced that the Illuminati are a bad thing. I'm not really convinced of that. I know there are a lot of people that think that they are, that they want to, as the last guy was suggesting, control the world and destroy the population and, you know, all these supposedly nefarious plots. We can get back into that here in a moment at 855-450-FREE, or you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Maybe you could be illuminated with modup.net. If you need focus and feel fatigued, you're trying to get the extra edge when it counts. There's just so much going on in our lives these days, and every moment it seems like we can't keep track of everything. Often we're tired. Well, don't you wish that there was something that could get you out of the rut and give you the focus you need, help you get things done? Well, there may be. Modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so that you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they need. Check out modup.net and look into it for yourself. They offer fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. And modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. That's right. If you you can order from modup.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount for doing so. And to make the deal even sweeter, use code FTL. You'll get free 10 free tablets with your order. So that's code FTL. Remember that Free Talk Live is an international radio program and that modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know what your local prescription requirements and are and what laws apply. So please, we recommend you look into it for yourself. But I'm sure you'll find modup.net offers a great service at a great price. It's modup.net, code FTL.
We're going to get right back into your calls. But I said I would give a couple of possible answers to your question, Mark. You had asked about the kind of the conspiracy radio host Alex Jones, and you know, if he is so dangerous, if he is such a threat to the secret societies, for instance, that why wouldn't they take him out? If these secret societies, the Illuminati, the Masons, or whatever, if these guys are so entrenched, if they're so interested in their power, and Alex Jones is actually saying things that's a danger to them, why wouldn't they have one of their Illuminati hitmen? Or whoever. Were you suggesting they shoot him or just take him off the air? What were you?
It could be anything. If it's a, if these are rich, powerful people, I've seen the movies. Rich, powerful people can rub people out.
They could kill him. They could threaten his family.
They could put something in the water and into his home, give him a heart attack.
So lots of possible theories. So why not? Why not take out Alex Jones in whatever way? So two possible answers, and there are probably other ones, but kind of coming from the conspiracy personal or the conspiracy perspective. One of the answers I've heard in the past was, well, if they kill Alex Jones, then we'll know. We'll know they exist.
Only if you take him and nail him to the front of the courthouse or something. I mean, people are those small planes have a really bad record when it comes to people just disappearing. Didn't we lose another important person like last week to a small airplane crash? Alex Jones is traveling all over the world all the time.
Well, sure, Mark. Obviously, only paranoid people would think that, oh, well, they took out Alex Jones, so therefore the Illuminati must have been the ones who did it. The other one is that Alex is actually part of the Illuminati, and so this is like this is level Z of conspiracy theory as far as Alex Jones is concerned, that he is actually, in point of fact, a government agent and is working to throw out misinformation.
I spent all day yesterday with the guy who's the head of our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network.
The same syndicate that syndicates Alex Jones.
Yeah, he's the head of Alex Jones's syndicate. No, this is absolute crazy lunacy. And this is why this stuff has to end. It's complete wild conjecture on all sides. And I'm sick of wild conjecture. I don't care about your Illuminati. I don't care about your Bilderbergers. Yes, I know there are rich people in the world that want to control us. Yeah, but the thing is they can't agree. You don't think that every rich person in the world that wants to control us is all trying to do the same thing.
Right.
He said the Illuminati was a group of secret societies. Please, these secret societies are probably wanting to kill each other as much as they wanted to hurt anybody else.
Well, I don't know anybody who claims to be in the Illuminati, but as you mentioned, one of our friends is a 33rd degree Mason.
Or whatever the degree is,
and
yes, it's 30-something.
I know another guy who's in the Liberty Movement, and the friend you're talking about is an activist within the Liberty Movement. And I know another guy who is in the Liberty Movement. He's actually one of the ministers of the Shire Free Church, who is in the Masons as well. So it seems to me that if it's true that in the Masonic order there are people who believe in freedom and there are people who believe in coercion, they both exist in the Masonic realm. Wouldn't that also be true of the Illuminati? I mean, if you look at the supposed information behind the Illuminati, at least according to Wikipedia, that it's a name given to several groups, both real and fictitious. Historically, it refers to the Bavarian Illuminati, a Enlightenment-era secret society founded in 1776. The society's goals were to oppose superstition. Okay, I'm with you there. To oppose prejudice. Sign me on for that. To oppose religious influence over public life and abuses of state power. Seems reasonable so far. And to support women's education and gender equality. So, I mean, maybe there's a newer Illuminati that's all about controlling the world, but it seems to me that there could be a variety of people involved.
It doesn't seem to have anything to do with this executive order 11110 that the caller quoted. It says it notes that Kennedy called for and signed legislation phasing out silver certificates in favor of Federal Reserve notes, thereby enhancing the power of the Federal Reserve in that executive order. So, the executive order that he claims that Kennedy was killed over a few days later, that somehow gutted the power of the Federal Reserve, in fact, enhanced the power of the Federal Reserve.
So that guy was either misinformed or lying.
Well, there's something more to it that we don't know about, and he's not on to talk about it. He had to go.
Let's go to Paul in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to the guy there prior talking about the Freemasons.
Yes, sir.
And I was actually, there's only actually 3 degrees in Freemasonry. What you do, you branch off into, it's what's called the Scottish Rite to become a 32nd degree, but
okay. Actually
in Freemasonry, there's only 3 degrees.
How does it go from 3 to 32nd or 33? I'm confused.
Okay, it's like an offshoot. Like the Shriners, there's the York Rite, the Shriners, and the Scottish Rite.
Okay.
You have to be a Freemason to join those offshoots.
So how does it get to 33? Once
you join an offshoot, then you can go beyond, then those are level 4 through 32.
Yes, but that's actually just originally the Freemasonry, there's actually only 3 degrees.
There you go. Okay.
Now do they swear you to secrecy on this stuff?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's like you said, I heard you mention your friend. Basically, I think. Best way I describe it, if we're so powerful, then why do I work at a sewer plant?
And what degree of a Mason are you?
I'm just in the regular lodge. I'm just a 3rd degree Master Mason.
Okay, in the lodge. Gotcha. And what sort of things will go on in the lodge? I've been in one of these rooms after it was shut down later on. It seems kind of creepy.
Basically, you just have a little meeting and you eat dinner.
Eats and dinner. And it's all men, is it not? The Masons have a female-based organization, but by default, it's males only, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Gotcha.
The female branch is actually called the Eastern Star.
Yeah, the Order of the Eastern Star. Anything else want to share tonight? Because I realize that if you tell us more, they might send a hit squad after you.
Yeah, I might have a hitman ask me and have to get hide with Alex Jones, I guess, but... No,
thanks, Paul.
Thank you, guys.
All right, I appreciate the call tonight. So there you go, a little bit more than you might have known about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like the people that are trying to rule our lives are right out there in the open.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's people. Yeah. Are there people pulling their strings? Sure, there are. Would they call them lobbyists?
But I think it's believable that some of these people who are trying to rule our lives are also involved in creepy secret societies. I mean, there is evidence.
People love to have secret societies.
It's weird and creepy. Like
we should start our own just to create a whole new set of conspiracy
theories.
Like
the Skull and Bones.
You and I are in a secret society. We're not telling anybody about it.
This is Free Talk Live.
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and shipped from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com. Unveilingthem.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Here on Free Talk Live, we're big fans of Bitcoin. And once you get into Bitcoin, you get your first Bitcoin wallet, which you can do for free at blockchain.info. You may be wondering how to actually get Bitcoins into your Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been hearing about Bitcoins on the news and thinking that these things are going to have some effect. Frankly, Bitcoins now have more transaction volume daily than PayPal does. That's a really big deal. Bitcoins allow you to send and receive money around the world at virtually no fee at all. Depending on the situation, it could be no fee to, you know, like pennies. But that's a big difference between things like Western Union and wiring money and even PayPal. You could do it potentially anonymously if you wish, but certainly it's just a lot faster and easier with Bitcoin once you have them. And to get them, you should go to ExpressCoin.com. ExpressCoin prides themselves on their customer service. It's a great service. I've done a lot of business with them. It's fast and easy, completely legal if you're concerned about that. They're a money they've got their money license, money transmitter license, whatever, MSB, whatever that is. And
money services business.
That's what it is. So you can get cryptocurrencies like Bitcoins or even Dogecoin. They're soon going to be offering some others over there at ExpressCoin.com. All you need is to go to ExpressCoin.com and choose money order, check, or wire transfer. like I said, start off ExpressCoin.com.
And there's a very short account set up with ExpressCoin.
Very short. You can even do it from your smartphone if you get their app at ExpressCoin.com. So they make it easy. This is the place to get your coins at ExpressCoin.com.
Let's go right into your phone calls and thoughts. We go first to Rusty calling us from Houston. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Howdy, y'all. Before I ask my question, I just wanted to offer y'all membership to the Illuminati.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, if you're stuck, you know, we can talk later. But,
does it involve a sacrifice?
I just want a check. Sort? That's what I'm looking for.
A check or a chick?
A check.
A check. Okay, gotcha.
No, chicks I can get. A goat, but, but anyways, my question, I guess, would be, looking at the history, you know, our founding fathers, they fled Europe because of tyrannical rule. And then you had, even during colonizing of, our territories, people would flee different states because of, perceived transgressions on the right, whether it was the Mormons or, you know, prospectors looking for gold or whatever. So it seems that when things got hard, people would just, you know, move, vote with their feet. But now with it being, I think the average person commits 3 felonies a day.
That's a book that's out. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So where do you go from there? I've talked to people, and some of them are like, well, I'm looking at Estonia, things ever get really bad and stuff like that. Other people are saying, well, hopefully seasteading comes up online and we can just, you know, move out into the international waters and live how we want. But I just wanted to see.
I'm a big fan of seasteading. I really think that that's going to be something awesome in the future, but it is in the future. I've been around. I've looked for these free places that people talk about. And I live here in New Hampshire. We moved up for the Free State Project. You can find out more at freestateproject.org. But basically, it's an idea of moving 20,000 liberty lovers to one state and seeing what happens. And what I found is there may be places that allow more freedom in certain areas. Like, for instance, if you want to smoke pot, maybe New Hampshire isn't as good as Colorado.
Right.
But what there isn't in any of these places is a conversation about the ideas of liberty. Here, I can work with, have people work on my farm. I can buy and sell and trade and do business with people who care about liberty, people who talk about that. I spend the vast majority of my day talking to people who believe like I do. Rusty?
All right. Yeah, well, we're signed up for the Free State Project. You know,
fantastic.
20,000, and we plan to move up there, me and my Timothy wife, but.
Great. Are you guys planning to come up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which kicks off tomorrow? It's a great chance to come explore the state and meet some of the great people who will soon be your neighbors.
Not this year. Next year we're planning on it. I went online and bought some swag, though, that you'll have.
Very exciting. Rusty, anything else you want to share tonight?
No. Hey, thank you for your time.
Thanks for the call. The Porcupine Freedom Festival kicks off tomorrow in Lancaster, New Hampshire. If you can make it up, even if it's just for a day, you should definitely come up, in my opinion. If you're in the New England area, make the drive. It'll be worth it. You'll be around probably well over 1,000, maybe 1,500 freedom-oriented people. They're coming in all throughout the week, but there's going to be hundreds of them there.
Oh, I think there's
going to
be over 2,000 with Joel Salatin speaking.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Very optimistic, and I guess we'll find out over time what the actual numbers are. But it's going to be a lot. Whatever the number is, it's going to be in the 1,000-plus range, and these are people who are liberty-oriented. These are people who get what freedom means, and they've come together. A lot of them are going to be selling their wares. They're going to be selling food and products and various different things without asking governmental permission, and we're going to be setting up our remote studio there tomorrow, so the Sunday edition of the program, which is your show, Mark, that you host with Stephanie and Brian, I take it the three of you are going to be there on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's going up there Sunday, and of course it kicks off tomorrow. That's Sunday and goes through Sunday, so the 22nd through the 29th. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Tom is in Fort Myers listening to WSRQ out of Sarasota. Hey, Tom.
That's
a trip. Yeah, I'm listening on the internet. But my question right now is, I know there's got to be some there. Why are they trying to accelerate the ending of the planet? It seems to me, you know, I mean, I'm not a biblical scholar, but there's many things that seem to be running hand in hand. And right now, what are they doing? Giving these people the name ISIS, which was actually from Horus, his mother was Isis and Horus was the war god. So that's the mother of war gods.
Well, it's also Isil. That's another name for it. But, I mean, you know, Marsh is named after Mars. I don't think that that means that we wanted to bring into the world when somebody named the months.
Well, that's okay. And you said Isil. It just so happens that's what President Obama said here the other day, called it by accident that. And, you know, I mean, I'm loving living in the country. I haven't had a whole lot of qualms yet with any kind of encounters with anything bad going on as far as the way the government is paying to me directly. But
so you've lucked out.
Yeah, so far. Yeah,
your luck may run out at some point too. I mean, the worse the government gets, the more likely they're going to strike home to either you or a very, very close loved one and hurt them in some sort of fashion, threaten them, put them in a cage, etc. But what you're saying is, that you think that you're not a really religious guy, but from what you know about religion, you feel like people are trying to hasten the end of the world. That does that mean you believe in that story? The whole Revelations thing.
There's a lot of it. You have to filter through because you have to let God open up your own eyes and ask him for the understanding because he's left a lot of clues in there. That's a whole.
In where? Are you talking about the Bible?
In the Bible, yeah.
So you are pretty religious then, right? I mean, it sounds like you're really studying this.
Yeah. And so now, I could go on to all kinds of other crazy things because even rich, other Christians, fellow Christians, I guess, would think I'm off my rocker whenever I say that, during the days of Noah, whenever the outer atmosphere of the water or outer atmosphere was covered with water and people were living 700, 800, 900 years with Methuselah. And as far as we are 80 years old, you don't think there was people leaving this planet? And do you think Noah might have just seen water falling and said, this can't be very good?
What does leaving the planet have to do with water falling? I'm a little confused.
The outer atmosphere was actually a shell of water.
I've heard that mostly from Christian type folks. I have yet to see the science on it, but there is a really interesting finding that just came out recently, like in the last few days that I saw, that there's a giant underground ocean of water down there, which might explain where, say, some of the water. It's a whole bunch of water would go from here to the top of Mount Everest, right? For the whole world to be covered in water, and I don't think they found that much water down in the Earth, but it is interesting that there's an underground ocean down there, but I've heard about this. They didn't call it a firmament. There's some other term that they had for this vapor barrier.
This is new. I have not heard of this. The idea that there was some sort of water.
But where did it go?
Body
is
of
really
water
the question.
That was so, suspended gravity. Above the Earth.
Yeah, gravity sucks.
So it was suspended.
Yeah, but water doesn't disappear.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I don't know I don't know if the world is going to end, and I appreciate hearing from you. I'm not really worried about it.
I'm going out on a limb. If you think the world's going to end, please donate at amp.freetalklive.com
because we don't
think so. We're going to be here preaching the word of freedom and liberty past the end of the world.
Peace, too. Hour 3 is on the way here. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live at 855-453.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like quick click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this week and only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to lumberliquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24 month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.